when they write the history books, Parker, 100 years from now, I believe this is the decade that they're going to write about. Imagine you're walking into this forest, right? And in the distance, you see this mountaintop and you know, like, that's the mountain you're supposed to climb. And as you're walking and so on, out of nowhere, guess who shows up? I call it the bear. And this bear, he comes onto your path and he knows you. And he is there to absolutely destroy you, Parker. And you have three options when the bear shows up. The first is...
What's up, y'all? It's Parker with Upbeat, and we're here today with Jason Jenkins. What's up, man? Thanks for being on.
Parker, what's going on? I'm stoked to be here, man. Real excited for our conversation today.
Me too. And just so the listeners know, I'm going to preface it with this. This is going to be a high impact one. There's so much we could learn from this guy. We're going to try to hone into it, hone in on some, on a few topics, but we could probably go on for hours, but we'll keep it like 30 minutes or so. And just try to be as impactful as we can. And Jason, if you don't mind sharing with the listeners, a little bit more about your journey. I know for about 25 years, you've been financial advisor, but you've kind of turned to entrepreneur, coach, sales, leadership expert. So we would love to learn more about you.
Yeah, sounds great. Let me kind of give you a little bit more background on myself. 25 years in the financial industry. So I grew up in Southern California. So I'm a SoCal kid at heart. So I always like to say hat on backwards, flip-flops and tacos. Throw a little Starbucks in there and I'm all in. Yeah, so I real blessed. Did my undergrad in Santa Barbara. I got out of school. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And somehow I found myself in the financial industry. Full disclosure, I didn't like it at all. I met my amazing wife. I'll be married 25 years coming up here July 10th. So that's pretty awesome. And, you know, responsibilities come. I was like, well, went and got my MBA thinking that was going to take me somewhere else. And then I got real successful with it. And then fast forward 2008, there was a big financial crisis. And so I'm like a typical entrepreneur, like, hey, problem. And then I was like, there's got to be a better way to do this. So that sparked me wanting to know, why do investors fail? And so I wrote my first book called Break It, Five Rules Every Investor Must Break. And through that process, I fell in love, and it's going to be relevant for our conversation today, behavioral finance and neurofinance. But really, it was the study of us as human beings from a neurological and behavioral standpoint. Like, how do we respond to certain things and so on? So from that, I developed a software. It was called AssetLock to help consumers and advisors. And I began to license it. My business took off. I had no intention of doing it. So people were like, hey, can you come teach me? So you ready for this? My very first coaching was in February of 2014. So legitimately, as you and I are recording this, like a decade of me standing in front of a bunch of advisors, I was like, yeah, let me tell you how I'm doing this. And honestly, Parker, I was like, I really like this. This is cool, because I realized like my impact could be better. And so I built a practice. I sold that practice and I wanted to go see how far I could take my software company and coaching. So I sold that to a private equity firm based out of New York in August of 18. So I sold that. I came on as the chief marketing officer. And now I'm the chief sales officer. So I oversee about 250 salespeople, about 10,000 advisors. And I probably have coached 10,000 professionals the last decade. Did a TED Talk. I've done some cool stuff. But what drives me is these kind of conversations, Parker. I'm interested in how does the individual move to their mountaintop? And that's what I'm excited to unpack with you today. So I feel so blessed, but I turned 49 and a half and I feel like I'm just getting started.
It's cool how that happens. I mean, I'm not there yet, but it gives me hope because, you know, you hear so many people say that, like, they get to 40s, 50s, even 60s. And they're like, I'm just starting a business. I'm getting taken off. And so it makes me feel even, you know, ahead of the curve, like, wow, there's a lot more to go, which I'm excited for. Thanks for that rundown. It's really helpful just for me and for the listener. I mean, I've done some research, but the listeners, especially who might not already know who you are, where, I guess, before all of that, did you have a certain passion that kind of led you to that? To like become a go into finance and stuff?
You know what? My only passion was, is I just know that I wanted to have impact. Like that was okay. Like that was really the magnet to the decisions that I made. One of the things that I left out was in my MBA, I met my mentor, who's still my mentor to this day. And we started a school. This is in 2006, and it's in Ghana, Africa. And so it's called the Human Factor. And we have 700 students. Can you believe this? That show up every day, K through 12th grade. It started with us just running out of a small house. That was really, if I'm being brutally honest, like that was like my first tap into like what I felt was my purpose, right? Mm-hmm. Again, I had to raise a family, but so I realized like I began to kind of tinker with that. But so what I loved about the profession was I just wanted to help people. That's all that I knew. I'm like, how do I help more? What does that look like? And that was kind of the journey with that. And then from there, as life unfolds, is you got to pay attention to it and you got to invest in yourself. I began to go, no, I think this is kind of the path that I want to go down. So,
yeah, I love that. And that's where I was going to go next is what you're passionate about now, which it sounds like it's, you know, continued impact and you just want to make that difference. And it's why you're fueled by conversations on podcasts and you just never know. Something I talk about on the podcast a lot is there's no really impact metric. Like you can check your data and analytics and dashboards and there's going to be stuff for like count and engagement, but there's not going to be like a, you know, you saved this person's life metric.
Yeah. I mean, so if it's okay with you, I'd love to kind of share with you my story real quick. That
of course. Yeah.
Well, so my story, I really feel begins to answer your question was on August 10th of 2020. On that Monday morning, Parker, I woke up at 4:30. I got out of my bed and I walked over to my bathroom sink and I put both my hands down and I looked in the mirror and I asked myself just one question. And the question was this, would I follow you? And my response, it was maybe. And I remember taking a step back. I was like, hold on, what do you mean maybe? You see, I was super proud of a lot of the things that I had just mentioned, but it was for the very first time at almost age 46, Parker, that I was brutally honest with myself. Because the man that I was seeing in the mirror was not the man that I truly wanted to have reflected in my heart. I was like, there's somebody else that's there. And so I decided on that day, I was like, I'm going to go build that man. Because I got to be honest, like I was not taking care of myself. I was drinking too much. I had a wonderful marriage, but I was not becoming the person that I was meant to be. And so literally on that morning, I just stepped in and I said, I'm going to go build the man that I kind of see at the top of that mountaintop. So imagine this for a second. Imagine you're walking into this forest, right? And in the distance, you see this mountaintop and you know, like that's the mountain you're supposed to climb. And so it's cold and on the side of you, these super dark trees, right? And as you're walking and so on, out of nowhere, guess who shows up? I call it the bear. Kind of have a picture behind me over here, right? There he is. Right?
The bear.
Bear. And this bear, he comes onto your path and he knows you and he is there to absolutely destroy you, Parker. And you have three options when the bear shows up. The first is to run back down the mountain. All the progress that you made is to run away from the bear and not acknowledge that it exists. Your second option is to do nothing. So as the bear approaches, he absolutely destroys you. So that bear represents that whatever it is, fear, doubt, laziness, alcoholism, anger, whatever it is, because we all have it, you do the same bad habit, Parker, over and over again. But your third option is to fight, is to look at the bear straight in his face and say, guess what? Not today. I'm done with this. You're not taking any more of my time. Because what I understand is by my fighting my bear, I visualize what my life looks like on the other side of that as I progress towards my mountaintop. And so that was the choice that I made. And literally this painting behind me is, I had it painted to remind me every day as I walk into my office, I have to face that bear. And mine, I don't know if this will surprise you or not, I actually had a deep sense of like fear. And so in my business success, what people don't talk about often is, man, I got kicked into the teeth with my software. It got ripped off. I mean, I got screwed out of millions and millions of dollars. And I was just like, man, how am I going to take care of this? This sucks. This doesn't make any sense. So I had to go face that. And as I began to face that bear, I literally began to build the person. I'm literally a different person today on so many different levels. And I think that's where my passion comes from, Parker, is that I want people to face their bear and become the person they were designed to be. You see, we live in a society, Parker, that is so focused on telling you, hey, Parker, what are you going to do? Where are you going? What does it look like? When was the last time somebody said, who are you becoming? Who, like, taking a step back? Because when you focus on simply becoming the person, it doesn't matter where I put Parker or Jason, right? Our strength comes through. So the simple question I always ask when I'm doing keynotes is, I say, so you want that mountaintop, correct? And I say, well, then what does that person look like? And they begin to tell you, or they think of about it. I'm like, then go build that person. That's it. And you get, and so that's what I get excited about, because I've gotten to a point, Parker, in my career, when I talk, I just don't care anymore. I'm like, yeah. I have a message. Someone in this audience needs to hear my message. And I'm here to deliver it. So when I'm doing sales coaching or whatever, you know how I end every time? I talk about the bear. And I've had people come up to me, Parker, that have been in my training two or three times. And they're like, hey, Jason, I got to tell you, I was at your training 6 months ago. And I got to tell you, my marriage could not be in a better place. I stopped drinking, and they begin to tell me how their life changed. And you know what they say? Oh, by the way, I've doubled my income. So they came there for income, and their lives totally get transformed. And so for me, that's what I feel like my mission is. That's why I'm so passionate.
Awesome. Love that. That's an amazing story. It's going to make a great clip too. I'll make sure that you have that to share. But yeah, I'm excited about it. What would you say is like a number one stopper to people who are like, they say that they want to face the bear, right? And then a day goes by, a week goes by, and they're still not. Is it like, what's the number one killer of that? Is it like comfortability, or what would you say?
I would say that they're truly not willing to fight the bear. Okay. Like, just because you show up and you're like, I'm going to get in shape. I go buy the tennis shoes and I start on money and I go to the gym 2 or 3 weeks or whatever the analogy is, or, you know, fear or stop drinking. And then they're right back at it, that they're not using the right tools, but the conviction that sits inside their heart. So I want to share with you 3 tools that everyone on here can use immediately. And if they do it, it'll change their lives.
Awesome.
First, if you want to fight your bear, here's the very first thing you have to do. It's all about the law of subtraction. You need to remove the things out of your life to create space for what belongs. You, me, Elon Musk, whoever the richest person in the world is today, only has 24 hours and has only so much resources. So you have to ask yourself the question, if that's where I truly want to go, if that is the husband, right? The father, the business owner, the mom, whoever it is that you know that's there, you have to first say, I got to get rid of stuff first. Everyone tells you what you got to go do, Parker. You need to go do this. They've got it wrong. You got to remove the things first to create the space for what belongs. The second step is regret. So every night I go to sleep, I ask myself one question. What do I regret that day? And I use it in the form of feedback, meaning I probably did something too much of something I shouldn't have done, right? Or I didn't do enough of what I should have. So for example, we'll just stick with, you know, staying in shape. Hey, probably should not have had 3 beers. That's not going to help my cause, right? You know, I did too much of that. Or, hey, I could have done another push-up in the gym, or in business. I could have made another phone call. Or let's put it in relationships. How about this? I should have said I was sorry. I should have had more compassion, right? I should have taken more responsibility. So at the end of the night, Parker, as I began to do this, here's what happened. It allows me to see my bears. So the next day when it shows up, right? Someone's like, hey, you want to go do this? You're like, oh, there's that threat. No, I don't. No, I don't. Oh, wait, I got to go do more of this. So the second is regret. And here's the third. It's courage. You see that bear? Like, let me tell you something. He knows me. Your bear knows you, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like my bear knows me better than my own wife, who's been married to me 25 years. She's close to it, but I'm talking about like how it feels. You know what I mean? The anxiousness, whatever it is, like people that are listening to this, they know it. Like just you. It takes courage It takes courage to say, I'm done. Like, no more of this. These days are over. And I'm choosing to fight the bear. And when you do that, here's what manifests itself. When I begin to remove things from my life, I begin to set a standard to the world. See, I just don't believe in goals. Like, the standard is what you're willing to tolerate. So I tell the world, hey, guess what? This is who I am. I begin to tattoo that on myself, so to say. And then when you begin to do that, then regret becomes what? You begin to shape habits. You begin to say, no, 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 yes, no, yes. So the habits. And so what does that create? That creates the results. So I say it's standards plus habits equal results. And you do that, I'm telling you, like, things begin to move. And so for me, my hope is, Parker, hopefully it's a while away on my tombstone, they're gonna be like, Jason Jenkins, October 1st, 1974, whatever that date is. And they'll be like, standards plus habits equal results. Like, I really hope that's what they say. Yeah, he was a husband, father, and so on. Like, that's what I want my kids to have, so that if it's their spiritual life, physical life, mental life, they've got something to anchor into. Because if you think about this, it's super powerful, isn't it? You're like, I've got a sense of control because it's here. And so to answer your question, like, people have to step into it. And to me, those are the tools that can help you.
Wow. Appreciate that so much. And that blueprint, what stood out to me the most was courage. And I think that that's something a lot of the listeners will resonate with too, because in personal branding, right, and in pursuing what we're pursuing, it's important to embrace those things that you would be normally ashamed of or not want to show people. Yeah. But when you embrace those things and you're kind of out loud and upfront about it, there's no hiding and there's more accountability, but also your message becomes more impactful to other people who are in your shoes.
100%. So on August 10th of 2020, I was a good soft 255. If someone goes to my Instagram handle on my 49th birthday, I got it down to 205 and I had to prove it. So I did a photo shoot. I had a mental picture of the person that I was going to go build. And so I say that because it wasn't so much a physical transformation, but it was the mental side to say, I'm done. And so as your listeners, like, think about, like, everyone that's listening to this is on a different journey. Like, maybe they want to start their own business, you know what I mean? But it's fear. Or maybe someone said, oh, you can never do that, right? Is that, first of all, that's a bunch of lies, you know? Secondly, we all have to face down whatever that bear is. And I can promise you this, Parker, when you begin to do that, you begin to climb. And that's how life works. And I'm proud to bear the scars of my bear and to share it with others, because we all can help each other. We all can stand on the shoulders of those that have gone before us. And I truly believe that.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you for being vulnerable, embracing those things, sharing it with our audience, with the audience here and with me. What I love about the blueprint too that you shared is it's really easy to digest. I would encourage people, you know, to rewind that part, re-listen to that part, you know, jot down notes. It literally is a blueprint to make visible the exact things that you need to work on.
Sorry.
Especially the regret thing. I bet you get kind of a 50-50 feedback on, you know, people saying like, oh, you don't want to just like beat yourself up, you know, negative self-talk. But I love that you mentioned, you know, it's about being intentional though too. And like, you're doing it to give you the answer.
Yeah. So when I hear people like, hey, gratitude, I'm like, I engine my daily life with gratitude as much as I possibly can. Like, I was super excited to do the show with you. I'm grateful to be here. But gratitude doesn't give me feedback, right? You know, I mean, that's just like a participation award for showing up. Well, that's not going to get me anywhere, okay? I have to be honest and to say, well, I want to get better. Okay, well, then what do I got to stop doing and what do I need to do more of? Like, that's so logical. And so when I've shared this on the biggest stages, people go, I never thought about it that way. I'm like, that's why it's such a powerful tool when you exercise it like that. In fact, I dare your listeners and I dare you for the next 30 days, Parker, it'll change your life. Do it for 30 days every night. And your visibility of the things that you want to have go away and the things you want to attract, it's just going to happen.
Yeah. See, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you got it.
And I hope I'm not pivoting too much. I don't know exactly where this next question is going to lead, but you mentioned it earlier when you were introducing yourself about the different kinds of like behaviors in finances. And So I wanted to unpack that too and just give some advice to the listeners.
Where that stems was is how do we as humans respond biologically and psychologically to certain things. And over the past decade, as I've studied it, I've trained to it, and I've practiced it, I've gotten to a point, I get pretty bold when I talk on the stage, that I feel like we are living in what a decade I call is a decade of disruption, meaning that the shift, when they write the history books, Parker, 100 years from now, I believe this is the decade that they're going to write about because of this. You know, on a yield curve, there's like, oh, things are happening, and there's that pivotal point that it takes off. I believe that's what we're living in because we don't know where AI is going. We understand that it's going to be there. We know it's going to have an influence. But the speed of business is changing, okay? And so when we talk about higher education, that just has forever changed into what I call is just in time. People are going to be like, I don't have 4 years to get a communication degree. I need this skill set and I need it in 16 weeks because the speed in which things are moving, okay? So we know that's coming. So what do I do with that? And this is getting back to answer your question about what I studied. The future belongs to the master in the art of human connection. Those that do that and understand how we are wired and designed and built, those are the ones that are going to win. I literally had 6 coaching calls today, okay? And all I did was help people find what I call their connection story to separate themselves from their competition and do certain things by what they say and how they say it. So that's kind of where, going back to what you asked, that's the fun part is like, I know what to do to make, you know, or say something that makes somebody kind of biologically respond.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. See, that's awesome. And I agree. I was beatboxing at a conference in January and I saw multiple panels of experts get on and talk about AI and how, you know, they're going to use it for all their automated social media posts and whatever. And the whole time I was sitting there thinking like, you know, there's going to be a gap of like human content though. And there's going to be this whole need of like, who can connect on a human level with people.
That's it. The future belongs to those that master the art of human connection. And what people don't realize, there's actual tools. That's not a theoretical thought. Okay. That's not, I'm not saying sit around a campfire and, you know what I mean? And sing songs. I'm talking about business application, right? There's only 2 questions in business that people want to know, and they have to be answered in this order. They want to know who you are and then why you, and it's in that order. And when I say that, that's not your resume. Like, no, like people don't really care. Like, hey, Parker, congratulations. You wrote some books. You've been on TV. Like, I'm happy for you. Okay. But that's not what people want to know. They want to know like, hey, Parker, why do you love what you do? You know what I mean? Like, why do you care? Like, and so when you can package up what I call as your connection story and other things like that, they become tangible tools that exercise this human connection. And that those are the things that are only going to matter in the future.
Big time. Appreciate that. And if people, so I want to encourage listeners too, to, well, and I don't know if they're your ideal, like if you've got a very specific person you try to help, but if they wanted to access you and your coaching and get in touch and stuff, where can we send them?
Right now is my Instagram. So JasonMJenkins_. So I'm in the process of putting all of that together right this second as you and I are shooting it. So I'm planning to launch it in April. And really who it's for is anybody in sales or an entrepreneur or business owner that is trying to sell more, whatever their products and services are. And so what I'm going to teach people is in 90 seconds or less, Parker, this is what I've done for a decade, how to separate yourself from your competition and grow your sales by at least 30%. That's it. That's what I've got a great track record in doing.
And that's a pretty enticing offer because I'm over here like, yeah, I need that. And I'm sure everyone listening is like, oh, yeah, that'd be amazing.
And you know what everyone thinks the answer is? Oh, more leads. Hey, more this. And the reality is, no, not exactly. It's not so much the offer. It's the messaging that you're saying to the world about this is who I am. And this is the problems that I solve. So it's all about how you frame that up. And so that again, that's why I love what I do, because it's so powerful. It's so effective. And people are like, this kind of ninja stuff. So like I'm an 80s kid, so I liked ninja. So I always say that it's like ninja skills. They're like, whoa, where did that come from? You know what I mean? So, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, cool. Hey, thanks so much, man. And we're going to kind of take things a different direction here that we haven't done before, but I wanted to ask you maybe about a favorite song of yours or something, you know, in the musical realm that has helped you through trying times. Cause kind of some background for the listeners. This is a podcast created by a beatboxer here. And like, I want to introduce more music into the episodes. So I'm kind of putting you on the spot. You're the first one to do this, but
love it.
I'd love to hear your thoughts.
You know, so I'll give you two. Is two allowed?
Yes, so, let's do it.
So Billy Allsbrook, he's really a motivational speaker that really has taken music and taken what almost rap to it in a way, right? That really is more speaking to soundtracks. And he just has an album that came out in 2000. It's called Blessed in 2020. And there's a song on here called Unleashed, and really it just talks about that person. So every time I hear that, it reminds me about having the courage to move towards what I'm called to do. And there's moments I've walked around my block and tears just start coming out of my face because I know that I'm moving towards it, and it kind of encourages me to go towards that. So I would just encourage everybody to take a look at Billy Allsbrook and some of his songs.
Nice. And did you say there was a second one, or was that?
Oh yeah. The second one, let me pull it up here real quick. The second one I would suggest, no one's ever asked me this. This is a great question. I'm going to go, Elevation Worship, and it's called Talking to Jesus.
Okay. Awesome. And I was going to ask you too about your, like, how faith has played a role in your life. So,
yeah, it's who I am. It's who I am. So, it's my guidepost. It is what I move towards. That's the one. If you really want to know, is the talking to Jesus. Like, if I'm really need something, I'm like, that's right. I just got to go take it there. So.
Well, appreciate you sharing. And yeah, it's kind of a fun exercise. You know, I'm currently in the process of writing a book. And one thing I'm trying to make a chapter about is the art of like combining passions for the ultimate niche. So for example, one of mine is podcasting. One of mine is music. And when you can interview an entrepreneur and someone hugely successful and then ask them about music, you're not going to find that on other podcasts.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I think that's cool, man. Like, you know, part of life is walking up the mountain. And I can tell your listeners from my experience, I feel like I've had quite a bit of success in life so far. And it's come from having the courage to take that risk. You know what I mean? To truly kind of move towards those. But if somebody would have told me when I was 21 years old, hey, Jason, here's exactly what you need to do to 20 extra life. You need to go fight your bear and laid out that blueprint. I'm telling you, I've got really nice stuff. I'd have a lot more stuff. I would 20X everything from relationships to monetary stuff, because what I would have realized the following, Parker, it wasn't what I was going to go do. It was who I was going to become. And when I showed up, it's like, hey, you know, it's almost like put on a Superman cape. You're like, here I am. You can drop me wherever you want to drop me, but you're going to get the best version of Jason Jenkins. And that's my encouragement to everybody, is when you begin to do that, it translates to business, Parker, because you get clarity. You begin to see things that others don't see. And that's kind of how you're able to move forward in so many different ways.
It's amazing. And a great place to wrap it up. Y'all, this has been an amazing episode with Jason Jenkins. I would highly encourage you to not only, you know, re-listen to parts of this podcast that are hugely impactful, but also go find him on social media and find him on his websites and look into his books and his course that's going to be coming out and or training materials. And he's a good one to have in your corner. So definitely go check him out. And Jason, if you don't mind, I'm going to beatbox your name real quick.
I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. Round. thank you. Jason Jenkins.
I love it. We gotta get that so we can put that on Instagram. That's killer, man.
Hey, would love to, man. Appreciate you for being on Upbeat.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Parker.